Welcome to today's podcast. We will explore a research study titled, Learning from the Past, Vulnerability Analysis and Cascading Hazard Classification of the Three Major Volcanic Eruptions in Indonesia. The paper discusses Samalah in 1257, Tambora in 1815, and Krakatau in 1883. It focuses on community responses, social memories, and lessons for disaster preparedness today. Learning from the Past, Vulnerability Analysis and Cascading Hazard Classification of the Three Major Volcanic Eruption in Indonesia. Mukhamadungayal Malawani 1, Danang Sri Hadmoko 1 asterisk, Firdaus Alif Rashmadan 1, Dinda Pratiwi 1, Tiara Handayani 2, Hanan Rivikermawan 1, Dimas Morlahayat 1, Agung Laksono 1, Hafidz Wibisono 3-1. Department of Environmental Geography, Faculty of Geography, Universitas Gadjah Mada, Yogyakarta, Indonesia 2. Geographical Information Science, Universitas Pendidikan Indonesia, Bandung, Indonesia 3. Department of Regional Development, Faculty of Geography, Universitas Gadjah Mada, Yogyakarta, Indonesia received. 2024-12-03 revised. 2025-04-30 accepted. 2025-08-06 published. 2025-08-20 keywords. Cascading Hazard, Krakatau, Samalah, Tambora, Volcanic Eruption, Vulnerability. Correspondent email, hadmoko@um.ac.id. Abstract. There is a significant gap in understanding the social impacts of three major volcanic eruptions in Indonesia, namely Samalah, Tambora, and Krakatau in 1257, 1815, and 1883, respectively. Although these events have been widely studied in geological and volcanic contexts, the societal impacts and the associated cascading hazard has not been thoroughly compared. Therefore, this study aimed to investigate the community responses and impacts of the catastrophic events using historical documents that reflected societal memories, including Babad Lombok, Babad Sembalun, Babad Suwon, Sia Kerajaan Bima, and Sia Lampung Karam, as well as records from the Dutch East Indies period. The results showed that all documented social memories articulate the community's reactions and the resultant consequences of the eruption. Furthermore, geological and volcanological data from previous studies were used to describe the characteristics of past vulnerability. Samalah exhibited the longest recovery process, while Krakatau resulted in the highest number of casualties due to its cascading hazard. All events were categorized within the M4 scale of cascading hazard, showing the complexity of the disasters. In conclusion, this study offered critical insights into disaster risk reduction (DRR) programs, showing the necessity of integrating historical social memory into modern risk management strategies. By understanding past community responses, DRR initiatives can prepare for future volcanic events, ensuring a more resilient society. Copyright 2025 by the authors and Indonesian Journal of Geography. This article is an open AC.